Hi, my name is Mordechai Sosko, the high school principal of Beth Tefillah, and I asked to share a few words about this week's Parsha or Purim, and I've decided to share a few words about this week's Parsha and Purim. One of the things that we know is that the annual cycle of Torah reading often corresponds to what's going on during the year. The most famous of those connections is the story of Yosef, which always falls out Hanukkah time, and everyone always notes that. I would also point out that high school graduations usually take place during the months that the Jewish people are in the Midbar, so you literally have people wandering from their place of exile to the place of the Promised Land, which always makes a lovely metaphor for graduations. And one of the things that I think people don't necessarily notice is that Mishkan, the Parshiot of the Mishkan, are always connected to the readings of Purim. It always comes out near Purim time. So I wanted to ask first, why is it that Purim and the Mishkan seem to be so connected? And a second question for us to ponder is, why is it that the story of the building of the Mishkan seems to get so much space in the Torah? We have, for sure, the Parsha of Truma and Tetzaveh and the first part of Kisisa and Vayakel and Pekudei, at the very least, are all about the building of the Mishkan. Parts of Parsha Tzav is the dedication of the Kohanim. And there's a lot of space in the Torah dedicated to the building of the Mishkan. And why is that a story that we keep saying again and again? So in order to answer this second question first, I want to remind you of a Ramban. The Ramban at the beginning of Sefer Shmos, his introduction to Sefer Shmos, asks, why is it that the story of the Mishkan is in Sefer Shmos at all? You might have anticipated that Sefer Shmos would start with the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, and it would end with like Kriyas Yam Sof or Kabbalah Satorah. Maybe also the story of the Chet HaEgel. But why is Mishkan there? You would think that Mishkan should fit better in Sefer VaYikra, which is all about Korbanos and Tuma and Tahara and things like that. So why is it here? The Ramban says that the reason that Mishkan is in Sefer Shmos is because Shmos is the story of the Geula of the Jewish people, the redemption. And the redemption of the Jewish people is not going to be complete until we have Shechina, the Hashem's presence, dwelling with the Jewish people again. He says that just like the Jewish people experienced Shechina at Har Sinai, that was a reminder of how Shechina used to live in the tents and the lives of the Avos and the Imos. The Jewish people were building Mishkan in order to create a mobile Har Sinai experience. That is, wherever they would go, they would be able to experience the revelation of the Shekhinah at Har Sinai, because God's presence would dwell exactly with them in the Mishkan the way it did at Har Sinai. And with that, I think we can answer our question. So that means that, according to the Ramban, if the building of the Mishkan is in order to create a space where Hashem's presence can be among us, like it says, v'shachanti b'zochem, if that's the guiding principle, then the story of the Mishkan is the story of the Jewish people dedicating themselves, their capacities for creativity, their wealth, their dedication. They're dedicating themselves in order to create a scenario where Hashem's presence can dwell within them, can dwell among them. So this, I would like to suggest that this story of the telling over of the building of the Mishkan is like a love story that Hashem wants to tell again and again about the Jewish people. That I remember when you were in the Midbar and you dedicated yourselves so much, your wealth, your talents, your intelligence, to creating a place where you and I could be close together. I remember 4 years ago, my mother-in-law passed away tragically on Purim Day. And in the days that followed, where we had Shiva in our house for the very first time, in those days, it was this time of year, is Purim, so we were reading the stories of the Mishkan. And at a Shiva house, I noticed that, you know, you come back to the same stories again and again. You can't sum up a whole person's life in just one or two stories or a short visit, obviously, but there are certain stories that become emblematic of different types of relationships and different parts of who a person was. And I thought that maybe that helps explain why Hashem is telling the story of Mishkan again and again, because that story of the Jewish people wanting to be close to Hashem all the time, like they were close to Hashem in Har Sinai, that story is the story Hashem wants to say about the Jewish people. That's the love story between us and Hashem, this dedication, this summing up of our relationship because we wanted to be close together. And I wonder if that might be a nekuda, a point that connects the Purim story to the building of the Mishkan. We know that when the story is over and the Jewish people have an experience of kimu v'kiblu, they re-accept the Torah. The Jewish people in exile now dedicate themselves to Torah observance, to learning Torah, to being mitzvah observers. You have, you know, they're in, it's not that there are no problems during the second Beis HaMikdash, but there are different problems during the second Beis HaMikdash. And part of that is probably because of this kimu v'kiblu, this reaffirming of the covenant that Jewish people had at Har Sinai, the bris between Hashem and the Jewish people at Har Sinai. It becomes rededicated through the love that was demonstrated in the story of Purim. And I wonder if we could say that just like the building of the Mishkan is the love story that Hashem wants to tell about the Jewish people, maybe the story of Purim is the love story that the Jewish people want to tell about Hashem. Even though we know that visibly it was hard to see Hashem's presence, we know there was not, it was a time of galus, there was no Shechina in Bavel. Nonetheless, the Jewish people experienced the miracle, recognizing Hashem's presence behind the scenes and everything that happened. So I think that this is the story that the Jewish people are telling again and again about our relationship with Hashem, is that even though we don't necessarily have the same kinds of miracles that the Jewish people experienced in Israel during the first Beis HaMikdash in the desert, nonetheless, we recognize that our relationship with Hashem is the relationship of Hashem behind the scenes, guiding things on behalf of Klal Yisrael. I think that that's the story of Purim. That's the love story that we want to say about Hashem. And maybe that's a connection between Mishkan and Purim. With that, I wish you all Freilichim Purim and a good Shabbos. Thank you very much.